Blog Talk Radio.
Upstate-ish. I don't know. Downstate.
You're downstate. You're downstate to. You're upstate to someone from New York City.
Yes.
And you're downstate from someone like me from Binghamton.
Right. Originally.
Yes. Yes.
Exactly.
So, you are down.
Yeah. We wanted to focus more on what had just happened this weekend to our side of the world. And I would think most people know, and maybe if you don't, if you're in Canada and you heard a little bit here or there, but there was a crazy, awful hurricane. And a lot of places where we have a lot of friends and family got hit super hard. That would be New York City and also the Jersey Shore.
Yeah, the Jersey Shore is gone.
It kind of is, and it's very sad because a lot of us we have family there and friends, and a lot of us, I grew up around the area, not directly in, but more in the woodlands.
Yeah.
But not so far from the shore. And it's sad when I saw all those pictures, just like it was sad seeing the city, seeing parts of Coney Island, and then seeing just devastation along the shore.
Yeah.
So definitely a lot of love and support and hope, not to use my own name, but that, you know, it means something before I was luckily named that.
Yeah.
To everybody down there.
Yeah.
We're going online and researching and seeing where maybe people could go to get some help. I definitely think Red Cross.
Yeah.
And you were checking out...
I was checking out the Food Bank of New Jersey.
Yeah, New Jersey Food Bank.
Which you can look up. I just posted it on my Facebook.
Yeah.
And on this
And we
show.
Connected that to our site.
Yeah, Community Food Bank of New Jersey.
Exactly. There's a New York one, isn't there?
Yeah.
There's one for everywhere.
Just feed people. Do something like that cool picture. If you have power, put power strips out and tell people, put a little note like someone did in the city that George Sakai listed.
I love him when he puts all that off.
Yeah, and said, we have power, feel free to charge yourself and all that. I know Rosie's Wine Bar down in Garwood had power, and so does Pint in Jersey City.
Nice.
And they are saying to bring your stuff. You don't even have to buy anything, and they have extra power strips and all that. So you can charge your... critical electronics.
I was at the Walgreens by me where I work.
Yeah.
My job is on a diesel fuel generator, even though the entire town surrounding where I work, which is 40 minutes from here in Jersey, is down still.
Yeah.
You still have to cautiously make the turns without street lights.
Yeah.
I hope that everyone is being as careful as you.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But, you know, that the Walgreens had to sign up too. It's like, come on in and you can plug your
stuff
in. Yeah, which is very appreciative.
I
like seeing everyone helping each other.
Yeah.
We were even talking about that at work today, that we haven't heard about looting at all.
Yeah.
I don't know if you
especially have. Newark. Newark has no powers, nor the
Jersey
City.
Yeah.
And amazing enough, it hasn't caused a third
world
war.
People haven't been crazy. And that's what we love
thankfully
to hear. We hate to hear, we hate to see what happen. But on that other part of it, we love to hear people helping.
Yeah.
And, you know, there isn't that cliche of, and this store got looted and that store.
Yeah.
I know there's some cranky people in gas lines that are yelling at each other.
Yeah.
Lines for the gas station, I mean.
Like it's 1976.
I was going to say we remember, but we don't.
We don't.
We are still
we remember the history.
We remember hearing about
people
it.
People thought that was Jimmy Carter's fault, but, you know, the president, just by the way, as the election comes up, the president doesn't set oil or gas prices.
Exactly.
Can you remember that, people?
yeah.
You know, us, OPEC and the oil companies.
Yes. Yeah.
Because they own oil, we don't.
Exactly.
And they set the gas prices.
Yeah, not the price.
This isn't Sweden.
Exactly. Well, they want to, you know, point their fingers.
Yeah.
Think
this
is
isn't
wrong,
Sweden. It's
not
socialist.
Mm-mm.
Government
doesn't. There's lots of corporations in America.
Yeah.
Folks.
They are artificial.
Exactly.
Shovel money in our government. Anyway.
Political rant.
Political rant.
And scene.
And
that's a whole other show.
Yeah, and this was supposed to be a relationship, a continuation.
We're going to do a continuation.
Yeah.
But it almost seemed like, I mean, I kind of felt like we were just going in a circle still with everything.
Circles.
And after what had happened this weekend being so much bigger than anything else going on, and this being our final episode for this season.
Yeah, 3.0. We're going to have a 3.5. It like Battlestar Galactica.
Yeah, everything like Battlestar Galactica because it was just that good.
That's why.
We wanted to see if anybody wanted to share, and then we wanted to take it into another realm where we're going to relate it to our lives.
Yes, discuss the storms in your life.
The storms in our life, which we thought was good, and then we take Sweet the Sting by Tori, which was the main theme of song, or even that the beat actually can hurt, but then it can be good for you.
Yes.
And where will you find the good and the pain that just happened?
Yeah.
So.
So deep.
Was wearing makeup like a drag queen. Sidebar. Because we like to warm up to music, and our good friend Ruth, who's in the other room right now.
Hi, Ruth.
We're waving to her. She's waving. She was coming up to.
She's waiting in the guest lounge.
The green room.
The green room, yes.
She was kind enough to. It was actually Orange Zone there. She was kind enough to bring the urban gent to me because there was a no car for him without gas situation.
Yep.
There's definitely no trains. We couldn't do a train. You could. That wouldn't have worked.
I know.
But I don't feel like this works without you here.
Yeah.
Because that's part of the dynamic. What I was saying before is we always warm up to music, and this time we played Nine Club Hits. Club Hits. That's why I did, like, I have, like, extra drag queen channeling eye makeup.
Yes, come into my planet, soul.
It's kind of tall, but you can't see because it's very dark.
Yes.
But we were talking about, let's get back to the serious stuff.
I know.
You have the weathered storm.
Yes.
My COVID storm, the storm, it's still, sorry. This was. One of the channels this weekend, because I luckily still had cable the whole time and watched an obscene amount of television that would make, you know, my parents ashamed that I was never an outdoor kid. Nothing proved that more than Monday. Somebody was Stephen King's Century of the miniseries. I thought that was rude and insulting.
Exactly.
Jerk. Somebody. Clever,
yeah,
but I didn't think so. So I'm just, I forget the channel and I didn't see, but I was like, you're stinkers.
Yeah.
My perfect storm, back to that, is of course the health. My on. I hear the steam flowing.
In Alberta.
Yeah.
Blowing.
2 years now after surgery, and I tell the doctor, and he's like, "Oh, look, it's still your lap band up a little more." And the last time he did that, I got really sick. Really sick. Like I lost 10 pounds in a week, but in a bad way. pain that I can't sleep or eat with, which I don't recommend to anybody. And then when I was able to actually ingest fluids, I mean, like, my back.
Yeah.
And I wanted to find a way to hit the goal quicker at the end of the year. But I was in contact with a good friend of mine, and he knows that I could be. I will do. I know I'm being, like, kind of secretive. Check it out. Somebody else. I'll give them, because it's like a therapist trainer, which I thought was a really cool hybrid.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask.
Our show about goals.
Yes.
So I started my notebook, which you can see on the YouStream, or if you watch us on the YouTube repeats. Oh, it's okay. Reflect the light.
Words in here.
The words. I've been writing down stuff. At advisor at school. Checking on me. What is your ideal, and should you write it?
My ideal.
Wait, and. Yeah.
My ideal. You know, I would like to be back where I was.
Okay.
Crazy.
Okay.
Because honestly, in a bizarre way, besides I was 12. So considered plus size, I looked normal, I thought.
Okay.
Or whatever. Yeah. Like, if I go back, I'm like, with myself.
Yeah.
Seeing myself not how I was, but in a messed up way. But no, I have journaling fit.
Yourself, you're going. Because, like, I did
a little post-it, perhaps.
Yeah, what I did too is with AT&T going back. What from AT&T this time, and I listed a bunch of stuff like it's money, it's this, it's that, the other thing.
Mm-hmm.
So anytime I told my advisor, anytime I get crazed, and just be like, well, and specific reason wise why I'm doing. So every time I can pick it up and doing this because, you know, limited amount of time, it's not forever, which I get caught up in.
Storm?
I don't know. There's a lot of storms. Yeah, well, I've always where she says, I've never been a calm blue sea. I've always been a storm. What?
Is that just too, like...
She's never been a calm blue sea.
I don't
she's
feel like I ever
storm.
Have to.
Yeah,
some
me
people
too.
Think
I've
I'm, like,
been...
crazy all the time.
Yeah.
But I'm, you know...
I'm figuring it out. But I know it's everything, and it just and taking and compartmentalizing everything because we had a lesson in class a long time ago.
Yeah.
Developing area. Financial and career, family and home, spiritual and physical. Physical and health, social and mental and talking about this stuff.
I really
and
like that a lot.
And Blog Toppers, when you watch the YouTube, you can see my.
I've actually noticed that mine got My hair running was lovely, and now it's like hurried and rushed, and I feel like that's the person. I'm on keyboard keys.
Yeah.
Almost it's like my hand forget how to run.
Wow.
So like when I put my hand, I'm like, I'm a baby.
The zombie. How to survive the zombie apocalypse with Lady in the Jet.
Working on and obsessed with. Stuff like that. It's like, oh, what do they mean?
Anyone
need?
Oh,
I know. Why am I the voice of reason?
I don't know.
Like, my DNA.
Yeah. Wait, no. with this Asian girl.
I know. If I was writing in a journal, I'm not
Michelle. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.